Section Summary. The judgment at Babel made the world a very different place. Before Yahweh's disinheritance of the nations, he had been in covenant relationship with all the descendants of Noah. God had told Noah's sons to be fruitful and multiply and overspread the earth, Genesis 9:1. It's no accident that these were also the words given to Adam and Eve, Genesis 1:22 and 28. The sons of Noah were to expand God's human family and carry on the original goal of an Edenic world. Babel undermined all that. In response, Yahweh made the nations outsiders. If his will was too burdensome, then they could serve other gods. Yahweh would transfer the Edenic dream to someone else, a people who didn't yet exist, but soon would. Yahweh came to Abraham in human form, just as he had with Adam and Eve. The contact was personal because the interest was personal. Yahweh's kingdom rule would be built on covenant loyalty. He would remain faithful, and beginning with Abraham, all who wished to participate could do so, if they, like Abraham, believed the covenant promises and turned away from other gods. The promises would pass from Abraham to Isaac and then to Jacob, Israel. Yahweh's family would be preserved through Joseph and delivered through Moses. The deliverance, of course, was a means to an end. Yahweh wanted what he had wanted from the beginning, a mingling of his heavenly and earthly families on the earth he had called into existence. To that end, he brought Israel home to Sinai. One element of the original pact with Abraham had come to pass. Israel was numerous, but as Yahweh's people had no land and had yet to fulfill the role of blessing the nations, drawing them back to the one who had cast them aside. One task therefore remained. Yahweh would bring Israel to Canaan, where these two covenantal promises would be fulfilled. He would also live among them in that land. The covenant for living in the presence of God, remaining in the land, and being a kingdom of priests was enacted in the presence of witnesses, Yahweh's divine counsel. When his people were threatened, whether by gods or men, Yahweh would intervene visibly as an angel in a burning bush, the embodied name leading Israel through the wilderness, and the commander of Yahweh's forces on the field of battle. In the conflict between gods and men, Israel was hopelessly outnumbered, but had the God who mattered. All that was needed was believing loyalty, trust, and obey. What could go wrong?